Trash on the Table time now, away from the sports headlines, everything going on outside of sports with LT.
Who's been arrested?
The worst thing about prison was the Dementors. They were flying all over the place, and they were scary, and then they come down and they suck the soul out of your body, and it hurts.
Who's back in rehab?
Man, I don't even sell dope. Man, I smoke dope. I got a shoot in my pocket. I don't sell no dope, man.
And who's hitting who?
I compare Winter to be the Justin Bieber of seasons. It was kind of cute and exciting when it first started out, and now it's a bit obnoxious and should probably just stay in Canada.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. Takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. Visit them online. Go to MortgageRight.com. Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. You talk, they listen, NMLS 2239. Where are we on Vanessa Hudgens? You guys a fan?
Gosh, I haven't thought of her in forever, Lance.
She was in Bad Boys 3, so I recently saw her. But nearly a week after her split from Austin Butler, the actress was spotted out on a dinner date with Los Angeles Lakers star Kyle Kuzma this past Tuesday.
You know, Kyle Kuzma is probably one of the most popular NBA players with young boys ages 13 to 19, maybe even older, as Damian nods his head. He's a very popular guy.
Big fan and shocked that Kuzma is as good as he is. Never really saw that coming out of college. But the 24-year-old is hanging with a 31-year-old. They were spotted on Tuesday night dining at the Italian restaurant Lila in Brooklyn, where they got to know each other over a bottle of wine.
How tall is Kyle Kuzma?
Oh, man, Kuzma's 6'9", probably.
How tall do you think Vanessa Hutchins is?
5'1".
5'1".
Yeah.
A little bit of a difference.
Like, he dyes his hair occasionally, right?
Yeah.
Kuzma has a unique look.
Yep. Yeah. He does have a unique look. Good for him, dating up, 7 years older. But I'm a big fan of Vanessa Hudgens.
And that does it today.
Yeah.
No. So
I thought you were dropping the mic on that one. Yeah. All right. Big fan.
Kind of sad here. American workers feel more isolated than ever, with younger workers feeling loneliness more than their older colleagues. According to this study, 3 out of 5 adults say they sometimes or always feel lonely, according to the health insurance company Cigna, which has created a U.S. loneliness index for the second year in a row based on a survey of 10,000 adults.
You know, I sometimes always feel lonely.
Yeah.
But you know what's happening, right? I mean, we know more. We talked about blind dates last week, how nobody goes on a blind date anymore because you look them up. You've either met them online or you're looking them up online. We know all this about everyone. You know, I know what Brown, if he posts something, dinner over the weekend, I know what he had for dinner over the weekend, or LT was at a wedding. But I didn't really talk to Brown.
That's right.
And I didn't really talk to Lance. I'm really lonely. I just know what you do, so I don't have to talk to you.
That's true. That's a great point. We've become too dependent on that, right?
Now, the numbers are shockingly high for young adults. 73% of workers aged 18 to 22, known as Generation Z, report sometimes or always feeling lonely, up from 69% a year ago. Now, one reason younger people may feel isolated is their use of social media.
Oh, there it nailed is. That.
Yep. According to the report, now the study found that the more time people spend on social media, feelings of loneliness also increased. The responses from 7 out of 10 heavy social media users saw 71% report feelings of loneliness, up from 53% a year ago. Of light social media users, 51% said they felt lonely, up from 47% last year. Younger people who have just begun new jobs also reported feeling alienated, far more than workers who have been employed for 10 years or more.
We're losing the art of personal communication. I don't think there's any doubt. Yep.
We are.
Conversation is a dying.
It is. I'm just guilty as anybody. I kind of like to avoid it myself.
You guys remember when I agreed to eat the cat food for a certain amount of money?
I do, yes. Very controversial.
We were the big hang up there was we didn't want you to eat it here in the studio.
Yeah, we didn't want to smell.
Yeah. And I wanted to eat it because of the money I was going to get. And I remember a dude actually submitted a large amount of money for me to do it.
Yes.
We ended up not doing it. But anyway, Mitch Felderhoff. He's attempting to eat nothing but dog food for 30 days.
Ugh.
Now, Wednesday was a milestone for Felderhoff, as he said he's literally eaten nothing but chicken, beef, elk, and venison-based dog foods for 20 days.
He's got a shiny coat right now.
No sauces, no seasonings, nothing but high-protein, freeze-dried, premium dog food and kibble.
You gotta see how excited he gets when his wife comes home.
Felderhoff is president of sales and marketing, as well as a co-owner of Munster Milling Company. It's a pet food distributor based 45 minutes outside of the small town of Munster. Quote, probably my favorite feed right now is the ancient grains ocean fish.
Yeah, sounds terrific. Mm.
I'm sure they all don't taste the same.
I don't know why, but from a kibble standpoint, it tastes best to me. So my dog Ladybird eats one of the ocean-based fish things. It smells completely awful.
Is it a wet food or a dry food?
It's dry food.
Yeah, see, my dog only eats dry food, but there are wet foods out there. I wonder which one you would choose.
Yeah, my dogs eat dry food until my wife introduced. Guys, I cannot tell you. I cannot tell you how thick and long this piece of meat is. It's about like this and this long.
Right.
And
out of context.
The best thing I can describe it, it looks like a big loaf of bologna.
Right. And Maggie just slices it off and gives it to him.
And she slices it and chops it up. But it sits in our refrigerator on its special shelf because I refuse the human
food. About taking a bite?
No, but I make sure that she has a special knife. I don't even want to. I mean, I'm crazy about this. But the excitement of the dogs, just when she opens the refrigerator, she may be cooking chili last night. But when she opens the door, both dogs, they come running. One dog's like 16. It's the only time he moves fast. Every time the door opens, they think, oh, I'm getting the good stuff.
So this is dog summer sausage.
Yeah, they're so disappointed when she just goes to another glass of white wine. They're like, she's drinking again. No meat. It's another glass of wine.
There it is. Go.
That's what it is.
I'm going.
Only time I move.
You
now.
Damn millennials.
So robot security guards are coming to Houston right now. Houston Area Transit Center, park and ride lot, and rail station in the coming months. They approved a $270,000 test of the Techno Police this past week.
I'll tell you this. One of them probably can shoot as good as James Harden lately. He's been cold.
Now, Metro officials
topical humor, guys.
Likely to use a K-5 robot, 400-pound, 5'2" bullet-shaped bot that moves at a maximum speed of 3 miles an hour. If it doesn't sound intimidating, it does have the ability to record video and relay it to police in real time.
You know what this used to do before they were becoming these cops on the streets? They were the people that warned the Astros of what pitches were coming.
Also topical.
Dunaway's
killing it.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's been announced that the FDA has moved to approve Lannett Company's Lubrino, which is cocaine hydrochloride. It's a nasal solution for, quote, the introduction of local anesthesia of the mucous membranes for diagnostic procedures and surgeries.
Okay.
Now, the therapy is notable for the presence of cocaine, obviously an illegal controlled substance, which is used as a recreational drug. Now, its numbing properties and ability to prevent bleeding through the constriction of nose or blood vessels can be highly beneficial in delicate operations. So they've actually approved this.
So it's basically a nose spray for anesthesia that involves cocaine.
Yes.
That's what you're telling me.
Exactly what it is.
Right.
This damn stuffed up nose.
It's not back again, Doc.
No, I'm not. I don't want the Sudafed. If I could get that.
It's always this one nostril.
Now, I know how you feel about Elvis. How do you feel about Frank Sinatra? Same thing?
You said it right place, right time.
Yeah, both. It was Sinatra that got us into Elvis. Okay. Because Wimp loved Sinatra, and I thought he was overrated, that he would be kicked off well before getting a golden ticket to back in the American Idol days.
Well, believe it or not, it's been more than 20 years since we lost Frank Sinatra, but his legacy continues to live on. Now Sinatra diehards can own items that once belonged to the voice himself. Items from the singer's chairman executive suite at the original Golden Nugget Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City are up for auction right now. Bidders will get a taste of Sinatra's eclectic style, as evidenced by his collection of miniature swords, ornate chandeliers, and perhaps most notably of all, marble toilets and bidets.
Ooh, yeah.
They said the singer had a taste for marble commodes with 4 toilets up for auction, including one with a golden seat cover.
Nothing says class like a top-of-the-shelf commode.
A golden seat cover, huh?
That's right.
That is Trash on the Table, brought to you by
the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right. If you're looking for the home of your dreams, these guys can put you there. Call Tanner, Joe, or Chris, 815-9200 or online, mortgageright.com.
Good day to try to get a laugh out there. For you dads out there, if you miss Camila Cabello's song to her dad last night.
You know I did, Jim.
Oh, that was sad.
You watch it?
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got a daughter, I mean, I was in tears. I mean, I was emotional yesterday anyway, but seeing that song last night, go look at, check it up. Dad sitting in the front row. She walks all the way down. I assume he knew it was coming, but he bawled his eyes out. Good stuff there.